Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker bunts in front of the plate. Farrell scoops up the ball and tags Knickerbocker for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter pinch hits for Dusty Cook. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter now playing right field. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trotsky scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trotsky. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Solters. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter throws the ball into Larry, who tags Hale trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Kham moves to second. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick scores. Kham moves to third. Myatt moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand fires to first and picks off Larry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Kit Carson pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Carson moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Carson scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Earl Averill. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing center field. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Larry reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Seeds. Porter reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Salters moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Salters scores. Porter scores. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Belbin now pitching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Belbin. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Max Bishop. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Red Kellett now playing second base. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Hal Trosky. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.